Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now. Welcome back, everybody, to the Michael Steele podcast. With old home week here as we are looking at the indictment in Florida, the woes of CNN and a GOP trying to figure out where to go next, and a Democratic Party that even if you told them where to go next, they wouldn't know how to get there. But Rick, so let's sort of tap into the situation right now with President Biden. To me, is a case study, largely for me on communication. Right, because I think a lot of his problems have to do with the sheer lack of I don't know, imagination by his team in communicating the success of this man. Reports out this morning shows that inflation is at the lowest point it's been since 2021. It increased, it's at a level of 4%. Which is well below the 10% it was a year ago. The jobs report last month showed over 300,000 jobs created. This administration has been at the helm of 12 million jobs plus being created since they came in. And yet the president is sitting at 45% approval. You've got Democrats saying, oh, I don't want him to be my nominee. I don't get it. Help me understand, because you're a Democrat. You help me understand what's going on with your people, because Republicans will be running all day long on these numbers.
I think it has nothing to do with the numbers and everything to do with the age question. I really do, because that's the only way I can explain it. Anybody who has any capability of taking a step back from their politics and being objective has to view this presidency with awe, quite frankly. I mean, it has been
an extraordinarily
successful presidency. And by the way, I swear to God, if there was a Republican in there doing the same things, oh, yeah, I would say the same thing.
But so would Republicans. That's the thing. Yeah. Republicans would be touting the same thing, man.
So it's got to be the age thing. I do agree with you. The communication has been really poor. And the Republicans have done a good job on obscuring it. I mean, man, I don't think I have ever seen such a fuss made over somebody tripping and falling on a stage over a sandbag. Guess what?
Because he's old.
You can be 13 and trip and fall over a sandbag. It's just not a sign of decrepitation. But yet they take that and run with it.
But they take it and run with it because you don't have a count. Not you personally, but the right. Democrats don't have a counterpoint.
No, they don't.
They assume a defensive crouch. And the incoming starts, and they're huddled over like this. I go, oh, my God. I'm like, I've never seen anything like it.
You know what I would have done? You're absolutely right. The way to have dealt with that was humor. I would have put up all sorts of posts on Twitter of 13-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 17-year-olds, 30-year-olds tripping over things and falling.
Yes.
That's what I would have done. It would have made the point.
They've allowed the age thing to be more of a factor. My attitude, look, if granddad keeps bringing you goodies, why do you want granddad to stop visiting your house?
There you go. And by the way,
I don't know a grandchild in America that sits there and go, well, grandpa's too old to bring me good stuff. I tell granddad to stay home. We don't want him to come over anymore.
And if God forbid he should get reelected and die before his term is up.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That would be unfortunate. That would be sad. But you know what? If we get one more day of him compared to the likely opposite, I'll take it.
No, but you know what happens under that scenario? People will be saying, I told y'all. I told you so. The guy won't get a break. Even in death, he will not get a break. And it is amazing to me.
Let me turn around and ask you a question. Does he keep his vice president on the ticket?
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Because a lot of the concerns, I gotta say, are that she would end up president. People aren't highly confident in that.
They may not be highly confident in that, but it doesn't matter. He's already announced the ticket.
Oh, yeah, okay. And besides,
he's not taking Kamala off the ticket.
You can't take a black woman off a Democrat.
No. Now you talk about political suicide.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you do that and you just basically said, no, we just don't even want to contest
for
the presidency in 2024.
I agree.
I just think that you've got the Republicans, you've got the Democrats fretting over Biden's age. You've got Republicans fretting over gay people. I have never seen a group of people, particularly given the number of gay Republicans I know. I'm just like this sort of anti-gay screed that the party has gotten itself into, largely fermented. And I mean, not even Donald Trump has had a very, I won't say pro-gay, but he's not been anti-gay to the same extent that you see with someone like.
Which, by the way, I got to interrupt to ask you. How surprised are you that you haven't seen Republican responses to the Tony Awards, which was, you know, an exceedingly big night and successful night for gay and transgender Americans? And I just thought that Republicans would not be able to hold back.
Well, A, they don't watch the Tony Awards. B, they don't know what the Tony Awards are for. see, if they did one and two, A and B, C, what did they get? I mean, who's paying attention, right? It's just not their thing. But it also just speaks to their lack of really appreciating how the culture is all connected through a whole bunch of things. I mean, you know, they freak out over Colin Kaepernick taking a knee, but you don't hear anything about gay and lesbian athletes, you know, at the professional level. Now, they're going after transgendered athletes at the high school level.
How do you feel about that?
I'm kind of working through it.
I've got issues with it.
I'm kind of working through it. I do have a problem with having an athlete, a transgendered athlete, you know, competing, particularly in women's sports.
Exactly.
because I'm sorry, biology is biology.
They got an edge.
You're not going to change your bone structure. You don't change that. You don't change certain attributes that are physiologically there by nature. So I think it becomes competitively difficult to justify.
That totally sums up my issue with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem fair to the women athletes.
It's not fair to the women athletes. And I think it's part and parcel of how the transgendered conversation got off on the wrong foot.
Yeah. At the same time, it has to be noted, and it never is. Because again, the Republicans are making such a big issue. You're talking about less than 100 athletes across the country who fit into that. Because, you know, my first thought in all of this was, well, you know what? Why not create a new league?
You can't, because there's not enough players.
Enough of them. Exactly.
There's not enough. Right. I mean, and a new league in every sport or a new league? I mean, where do you do it? Because you're, again, there's such a small percentage of the population.
It's not very many.
I think there's a lot about the transgender conversation, like I said, that got off on the wrong foot. And for Republicans, in by and large, it's not about the societal impact or the cultural conversation. It is about how it's weaponized politically.
Yes.
To drive people's fears. It's no different than the caravan conversation that we saw in 2018. It's no different than the build the wall conversation that we saw in 2016. It is creating other and using that to instill fear about others.
So
you have that piece that's sort of hanging out there. How do you think corporate America ultimately responds, given Bud Light, Target, now Walmart? I'm laughing because Walmart is like, hey, we pride, you know, we're proud of our pride. How do these storylines, you think, impact the upcoming election cycle for sure, but even beyond that, what should corporate America be looking to do to navigate this space?
Well, first, I give them a shout out for having the courage to take on the issue. That's number one. Number two, it fades away ultimately. It fades away. It doesn't have, I don't think, lasting impact. But I don't know. I'll tell you what, I'm not a big beer drinker, but I did buy some beer for the house the other day. And you know what I bought? Bud Light. And I never would have bought Bud Light. There's that plus side.
There is that.
I admire them for standing up. I feel bad that they've been put into this the situation for trying to do something right.
Right.
And considerate and showing support for people who don't get a lot of support. So, you know, for me, they make an, I mean, what amazed me was Chick-fil-A. You know, how people turned against them.
Yeah. Good Christian corporate enterprise, right?
The real thing, you know? And people turned against them. Yeah,
they're kind of living out the gospel.
Yeah.
And the base doesn't like it.
No.
What does Jesus know? He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Not on this
Love
subject.
Love thy neighbor? No.
Not on this subject. No, this is a non-Jesus subject. Now, it's really remarkable. And again, takes us back to the same point of highlighting just how freaking stupid so many Americans are. And man, they need to get a little sunshine in their life, because all they want to do is bitch.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Heck, give us 2 5-star reviews. I love it. Or catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get that podcast thing on. You know how that goes. Peace out.
Is it just me, or have we all lost our minds? It's a question more and more people are asking themselves, afraid to admit they already know the answer. It's also a podcast, one about people coming together in a time of division and uncertainty to talk about culture and politics compromise, and connections. It's about challenging the norms we've come to accept as a society and working together to find common ground. Fierce and Unfiltered, host Jennifer Horn is a former Republican strategist and party leader turned independent sanity activist. One way or another, we've all lost our minds. Join Jennifer Horn in the search to find them again.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be
about
awake. Snacks.
I have my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
The weather may be cooling down, but the deals are heating up during the Red Hot Sale event at Omaha Steaks. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, beefy burgers, cozy comfort meals, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today. From tailgating essentials to everyday family favorites, the Red Hot Sale event is your chance to save big on everything you need to serve up fabulous fall flavor. USDA certified tender steaks, plump and juicy air-chilled chicken, easy appetizers, and even cozy comfort meals for those busy weeknights. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Blaze a trail to OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Red Hot Sale event. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com code HOTSALE. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.